Hi there, and welcome to episode 60 of the Smart English Coach podcast, the podcast which helps you get to advanced English level fast. This episode is for you if you have experienced or if you are experiencing the intermediate plateau. You've probably heard of the plateau effect. It's when you get to a good level of something, say English, but then you feel you have stopped making progress. So even if you're still studying hard or going to lessons, progress doesn't feel as easy anymore. So a plateau is an area of flat, high ground. You can get to a plateau when you climb a mountain, for example. You make a lot of progress at the beginning, but then after a while, it seems that the mountain becomes harder to climb and you slow down. And for English learning, the intermediate plateau is very common around the B2 or upper intermediate level. You've already learned a lot, and it seems that up till now, progress has been fast. Obviously, B2 is a very good level of English. You're what's called an independent user of English. But at B2 level, English becomes more complex. And there's quite a jump between B2 and then the C1 level. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to look at some of the reasons why we get to a plateau with English, and then what we can do to start making faster progress again. I'll introduce you to the 3 C's idea for that. Remember, as you keep making progress with English, you're likely to keep hitting more plateaus. So you might need to change what you're doing again. Okay, so why do you get to a plateau? These ideas are taken from a book called The Plateau Effect by Bob Sullivan and Hugh Thompson. I haven't included all 8 of their ideas, but just the 6 which I think are the most important for English. So the first one is that old methods are no longer effective. What worked before doesn't work now. Just doing more of the same thing won't help. So if you think you need to study harder or spend more time with English, this probably won't help you. You need a different strategy. So maybe it's no longer effective for you to do a particular type of exercise or to use the same expressions and phrases when you speak or write. So you can try a different approach. Try different exercises, try new phrases. And this, of course, works well for our psychology. We like shiny new things. The second reason is what they call short-term thinking. We want to see results quickly, and we aren't so bothered by long-term success. This might mean that we don't invest in English coaching or classes because they cost money now. Or it might mean that you are only focused on passing an exam next week. So you cram, you try to memorize things very quickly. And then, of course, next week you might have forgotten all this stuff. The third reason, you aren't studying at your best times. And this includes breaks as well. Breaks are important as they help your brain to remember more. Give yourself regular study breaks or rest times. Reason number 4, things get in your way. You might not have enough time or even desire to keep going. You might have lost your enjoyment for studying English, in which case you really need to fix this. Or perhaps there's something else in your way. Perhaps what's keeping you from making progress is a serious problem that needs to be fixed. For example, one of your skills is much weaker than another skill, and it brings down your overall level. Or maybe you're missing something else entirely. Perhaps what you really need is a study buddy or a community of English learners that help you learn new things. Maybe it's something you haven't even encountered yet, which will completely change your way of learning English. Reason number 5, you're evaluating the wrong thing. So this is particularly true when it comes to exams. You think that you can only make progress if you pass the next exam, and that if you don't do this exam, you aren't making progress. And of course, the opposite could be true. So exams can be useful to show you your level, but you can go beyond the plateau in other ways as well. If you only measure your progress by an exam score, you're perhaps not measuring other important things. That could be your speed in doing something in English, so you're faster now than you were a few months ago. Or it could be something less tangible, like your confidence, for example. You're more confident now than you were 6 months ago, and that really is making progress. And reason number six, you're too perfectionist. Maybe you don't push yourself forward because you're afraid of making mistakes. You don't get involved in new things with English or even finish them because your standards are too high, and the result is that you get stuck where you are. So what should you do instead? Get out there, be bold with your English, focus on the first thing and then on the next thing. The authors of the book talk about failing fast, so make mistakes and then try again. Okay, so those are the six ideas for why you can get stuck at a plateau for English. But three principles that can help you get past the plateau all begin with the letter C, so they're easy to remember. And these three C's are consolidate, challenge, and consistency. So let's start with consolidating. At advanced level, so C1 level, something that I see are mistakes that shouldn't be there at this level. For example, plural nouns with a singular verb, or tense errors, or avoiding the more complex or varied grammar. So that's, if you like, small things. Or it could be that one skill area is much weaker than another. This is often the listening skills, but it could also be reading or writing or spelling. So it could be a small 1% type thing that you can improve, like your tenses, or it could be a wider, broader skill. And both things are great areas for you to make progress in so that you will get closer to the next level. So that's consolidate. The second C is challenge. You can hit a plateau because you're no longer doing anything difficult. You're in your comfort zone. You're sitting there, feeling comfortable, but you aren't going any further. Now that's fine if that's what you want, but if you want to get to a higher level, you'll need to push yourself out into a stretch zone. So my advice, write down a few stretch goals, things that feel a little frightening, and then find ways to practice this, to hit these goals. Don't let perfectionism stand in your way, and don't worry about mistakes or failing. And then moving on to the third C, which is consistency. Now, I don't mean you should study every day at the same time, because after a while, that will become ineffective. But consistency means that you might face problems or mistakes or difficulties, but you still keep going. So you are resilient. It's long-term thinking again, and a belief that you will get past the level just as long as you keep standing up again after failure. One idea which can help is to keep a progress sheet. This is where you write down what you did and your successes, measuring the things that are important, such as how easy something was in English, how good you felt during a conversation, and so on. Because tracking things like this give you confidence to continue. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. I found the research fascinating, and I hope that you can take away some ideas for your own English learning. I'd be really grateful if you could rate or review the podcast, and you can do that directly on the platform where you're listening. I ask this because it helps other people to find the podcast. And finally, if you're new here, then welcome. Make sure that you never miss an episode. And to do that, go to the page smartenglishcoach.com and then scroll down. Sign up to get an email every week with details of the new podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening, and speak soon.